So the other day, I'm having my weekly get-together with my sister Irene, and I swear, we're not 5 minutes into it when she looks at me and goes, "Ida, what's up?" I can always count on my sister to cut to the chase. "Oh, Renee," I says, "I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm feeling so overwhelmed. It's all good stuff, but even good stuff can be overwhelming if it's coming at you all at once. And then there's the feeling guilty because I'm so lucky, really. How dare I feel overwhelmed when my life is just so damn good? And I confess, I've been talking to myself lately. What else is new? Yeah, but more than usual. All of a sudden, I find myself saying, 'It's all right, Ida. Everything's okay. It's all good.' Or I'll be in the shower and I realize I've been standing there staring into space for I don't know how long. 'Keep moving,' I'll say to myself. 'Just keep moving.' I have so many things I want to get done. I get paralyzed and have to cheer myself on. 'Just tackle the next thing on your list, Ida. You can do it.' Of course, sometimes it's my list itself that's overwhelming. I've started playing this little game with myself. I have a master list, and then I make smaller lists of things I'm going to do that day or this morning or for the next hour, and then I hide the master list in a drawer until the next day when I make my new smaller list. Have you tried breaking the task down into more manageable chunks?" Irene asks. "Yeah, but sometimes even that doesn't work. When all else fails, I go walk the dog. That usually clears my head. That scamp is a miracle worker. That he is. 'Cause when I'm feeling like this, the house starts looking dirty, even when it's not. Because I'm feeling out of control, the house looks out of control. 3 pieces of junk mail on the counter send me into a tizzy. The baseboards, the vegetable bin, the grout, so much cleaning, so little time." "Are we not French?" she says, shaking her head. "And I gotta tell you, cooking and meal planning, things I usually enjoy, have stopped being fun. It seems like I'm always dealing with food, buying it, cooking it, putting it away, getting it out again. What with all the barbecues, potlucks, family reunions and whatnot, I hate to say this, but I'm always a little relieved when Labor Day rolls around." "I hear ya." I keep saying to myself, "Don't panic." "That," Irene says, "is the number 2 rule of life." "What's the number 1 rule?" "Always look good." Well, that put a smile on my face. She's right, of course. I may not know as much as Oprah, but the one thing I do know for sure is that putting on some lipstick always makes me feel better. Or getting my hair down to hair affair. Or putting on a new outfit. Oh, heck, just hanging out with my friends, spending time with my sister, having a date night with Charlie. 'Cause when I'm feeling overwhelmed with too much stuff to do, sometimes the best thing to do is to take a break. Do you remember Mrs. LaFleur? Irene asks. How could I forget? Home ec teacher, junior high. She had that gray hair that kind of looked purple under the fluorescent lights. Yes! Always dressed to the nines, perfect. Makeup, matching shoes and purse, I add. Well, you do perfume. You could smell her coming from a mile away. And what did Mrs. LaFleur used to say? And together, Irene and me go, look good, smell good, feel good. Truer words were never spoken. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.